Welcome to You Bought What?
I am Beege, and you are...
You Bought What? Daryl Silver.
What's up, Daryl Silver?
Hey, Beege, what's going on? It's been a while.
It has been a while, and we're back in
action. When was the last one?
July 9th was when we posted.
July 9th. And what are we looking at now?
Well, now we're early September, probably 2 months. We're almost at the 2 month mark. Don't we do this every other month? Isn't that the idea?
That's how you build an audience for sure.
Listen, I blame Alan. Alan had a new box from our favorite website. He did have a new website.
Yeah.
We invited him to come and open up the box. And I think he was actually out of town.
Yeah, so it's Alan's fault.
So has he been out of town?
Well, the reality is we didn't call him on this one. We probably should have seen if he was available.
I'm assuming he opened the box.
Yeah, because his wife was pretty pissed about the box.
Really?
Yeah, she wanted that box out of there.
Wow.
I don't know if it was a big box or what, but she was like pretty adamant that that box needed to go.
I do go to Meh almost every day or night, MEH.com.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll be a sponsor of the podcast soon. We did have sponsors for this podcast, didn't we? What happened to the sponsors?
I don't know, man.
They don't like every other month podcast?
I think there's... You know, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts.
Really?
Yeah,
like, I have. Like, give me one.
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, you're big... Okay.
The Dax Shepard one.
Yeah. Dax is popular.
I've been listening to a bunch of them. I've even been listening to Topher Grace's. And I've learned nothing. You know what I've learned? I've learned that to get people to listen to your podcast, it helps to have, like, really big stars on it.
Or Twitter, big following.
Huge following, big stars. And that's why, Beege, guess who's here? My dog, Bear.
Well, he is a celebrity in the dog world.
He is a celebrity in the dog world.
How many followers does he have now?
I'm thinking about opening an account for him.
We're not even
thinking about it. I'm considering. I think he'll be huge on Instagram. But he is a little shy. So, you bought what, man?
You bought what? I bought a car, dude.
Holy shit. By the way, I want to go on record that it's very rare that I get a call from Beege saying, like, hey, let's do a podcast. And this morning, I actually got a call from Beege saying, like, do you want to do a podcast?
And here we are. We made it happen.
I was shocked. And frankly, I think I was in bed at the time. And I'm glad I was laying down because I may have fallen over.
You do get that call every other month.
Now, Beege, you and I have talked a lot about how to buy a car over the years.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go through very, very quickly some of the things that I say. You go online, you identify the car that you want, you call multiple dealerships, you email back and forth with them, you negotiate a deal online before now obviously you have to test drive the car, but you test drive the car and you leave immediately. And then you go home and you just... It's negotiation, back and forth, until you get to the point where you've agreed upon the price with one place, and then they have a contract waiting for you. So all you have to do, really, is go in and sign the contract, which should take no more than an hour. So I'm assuming that with all the conversations we've had about buying a car, that you took my advice, and this is how you do it. I'm excited to hear about your good experience buying a car.
We are on the same page. I do agree with the internet, conversation, communication, test driving. It takes me about a month to lease a car. It takes me about a month. I do start on the internet. I then do the test drive, go into a couple dealerships, figure out the ballpark.
You go into the dealership?
Yeah, I don't mind going into the dealership.
Walking across a threshold is the kiss of death.
No, not to me. Because I then hold the pricing against one another dealership, because they really, as much as they just don't really talk to each other, maybe they do, maybe they don't, but not on every deal, obviously. So I always negotiate down to the price that I want, the package that I want, and then I go to another dealership kind of holding that over their head, saying, you know, I'm happy to walk out right now. And they never want you to walk out the door, right?
I mean, the theory is great. However, you could do this all same
right,
thing
so
sitting at your house and not have to do that.
I agree and I disagree. They still don't give you the right deal financially online. You can still negotiate that down in person because they don't want you to walk out the physical door. Whereas online, they give you the price they think that you'll buy it at, and you could just not hit send, right? So I think when you're physically there, they don't want you to walk out the door. Like, let me just go back to, I get my Fords from Galpin Ford. They've been number one in customer satisfaction and sales for Ford in the country for 29 years.
I just want to go on record saying you did not barter anything with them to get these plugs on our our podcast because our advertisers are sacrosanct, are very important, and I can't have you using this to have gotten yourself something free or
they don't even know that a podcast exists. No.
Like most people.
Right. You're right. Well, there's a good 9 or 10. Okay, so Galpin is where I get my Fords usually. I got my last two there. My history of leasing is there's always going to be a twist in the opportunity. So 1 year I was getting a Volvo from somewhere in Calabasas. The dealer, the guy, the salesman had gone to see the manager. And I said to my friend at the time, I forgot to ask about floor mats. He came back out into the office and said, hey, by the way, you get floor mats with the car. Like, it was not a question that he heard me, but somehow there was, I believe, a recording device that there's no way he would have just come in and said, hey, you get floor mats out of the blue when I just brought that up.
Right.
He wasn't in a different room. Anyways, so there's always a twist. This twist was, I was at Galpin, like I said, the number one for 29 years. It's on all their marketing, on all their business cards. So to them, it is a volume number, not so much. As much as it is financial, it's a volume number. They need to remain number one in the country. It's their bar. They're 29 years. They're not going to lose this title, right? So they're losing numbers to some dealerships primarily in Florida, and as they explained it, and I don't believe 95% of what comes out of their mouths, but with Florida, with the hurricanes and destruction, a lot of people lose their cars or need to replace their cars, so insurance companies will come in and give them an allotment of money for the physical damage that happened in a storm. They go buy a new car, right? So the sales in Florida go up because of the devastation, okay? Whereas out here in Sherman Oaks, California, or wherever they are, Van Nuys, they're just selling cars hoping people will come in. There's no help involved. Anyways, so their goal is to stay number one, and because of that, it's a volume deal, not so much a price. So I can negotiate with them on that. So I have a couple payments left on my car, my existing Ford. They said they're not going to pay for them. We negotiated. I wanted to walk out the door. They said they would pay for them. And then obviously when you get the paperwork, guess what? I still owe the money on...
Right, of course.
Right, so that's the twist. It's like, guys, you say one thing to me, and then when I see the paperwork, you're saying something else. So that's why...
The undercoating.
Yeah, it took me 7 hours, dude. That's what you want to hear.
7 hours, yeah.
So, but let's talk about that. Stop. I believe that at buying a car or leasing does take 3 to 4 hours. It was Labor Day, dude. Which is the biggest sale of the year for them. They have a couple holiday sales. I was tipped off that it is beneficial to go in over a holiday because the manufacturer gives additional rebates and deals. So anyways, I was there for 4 or 5 hours, and I was waiting to go in to see finance. They said I was next in line, which is a bunch of bullshit. So after an hour of waiting for finance, I open up my mouth and... I go straight to the top. I ask the receptionist, who's the GM of the dealership,
right.
And he was in there that day because it's obviously Labor Day. And I politely went in there and just said, hey, guy, you know, I've been waiting here for an hour for finance. You guys got 12 guys back there. I don't know why they keep telling me I'm next when they take people above me. So, which is fine. Just don't tell me I'm next is all I'm asking. Like, give me a time frame because I'm going to leave and come back, right? Or I'm just going to leave. So, the guy ended up giving me $250 worth of free gas. Got me next on the list. So you have to open up your mouth. Of course, when you go back to the finance, they're like, oh, you should do the tire deal. You should do the wear and tear deal. Like, they up the...
They're the worst bundle. People ever. The finance people are the worst people ever.
Right, they're upsellers, right?
They're so, all going to hell.
Listen, I'm happy with my lease terms. It was better than my backup dealership was going to offer. So my backup was offering me, I think, like $315 a month for the Ford car that I was getting. No money down.
Beast, What kind of car did you get?
I got a Ford Fusion, I think. A hybrid.
A hybrid?
So to me, I'm all about gas right now.
Okay.
$4 a gallon is a lot of money.
The gas... $3.35 at Costco.
Oh, $3.35 there?
Costco, yes.
Oh, all right. Well, Exxon and others are $3.95.
Okay. You go to an Exxon or a Shell?
I go to Exxon.
Oh my God, you're paying retail plus.
Exxon's a little better.
What about AMPM?
It also is location. You don't go next to a highway.
Oh my God.
All right, stop. So, well, hey, how long do you wait for your gas, dude?
No, I don't wait at all.
An hour. I wait for my car dealer.
Dude, I go in the morning when nobody's there. I drive right up, get my gas, and drive away. $3.35 a gallon.
Good for you. More power.
And the best deal is with my Ralph's grocery store.
You get a little more.
If you go to one of the Ralph's ones, right, which I happen to be by every once in a while, then you actually can get between 10 cents and 30 cents off a gallon. Actually, 10 cents to a dollar off a gallon, depending on how much you've spent and whatever craziness they're going.
I mean, go to Ralph's. I don't go to their state gas station.
Right. That's the best, too. But it's you have to kind of stumble upon them because not every Ralph's has one. But I'm sorry. Continue.
You know, it was a long day, and I have my car, and I'm happy about the
car. You love the car?
I do. I love Fords. I really, really like my Fords.
Look at you. Buy an American. Look at you.
Yes, I do like my Fords.
Red, white.
But hybrid.
Red, white, and beige.
Red, white, and beige. I'm a big fan of hybrids these days, and I'll be happy for the next 3 years.
I'm thrilled. Listen, I was having this conversation the other day. We have the Kia Niro hybrid, and it gets like 50 miles to the gallon, and I've actually considered... Yeah. Turning in my Volvo, I could probably get an even trade-in, turn in the Volvo, and just get the Kia Niro electric. They have a full electric.
I'm a big fan of no gas. I mean, I paid for gas.
Right.
But I'm
very little. It's like 30 bucks a gallon as opposed to like 60 or 70.
My wife is in a Honda, and she's at the gas station once a week, and I'm there once every 3 weeks probably.
Yeah.
That's 30 bucks gives me 500 miles.
We drove from my house in Los Angeles to my daughter in Berkeley on one tank of gas. One tank of gas, and we still had gas left in the hybrid, in the Kia Niro. It's phenomenal.
We drove to Vegas in the same...
I have to go to Vegas in 2 weeks. Guess which car I'm taking?
The Kia.
I'm taking the Kia, baby.
Right, one tank.
One tank. Less than a tank. It's only 299 miles. My tank gets 500. 299 door to door to Vegas.
Since we last spoke, I have been to Vegas.
Really?
I have. We did a little family vacay.
Where did you stay?
We stayed at Trump International Hotel. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
How much was my room?
I hope free.
I had a 2-bedroom suite for, I believe it was $49 for 3 nights and 4 days.
$49 a night or total?
Total.
Wait. Whoa. $49, 2-bedroom suite.
Yes, I'm a Hilton timeshare owner.
Right.
So they sent me some kind of promotion.
That's a good deal.
It was weekday.
Still, though. Was anybody there in the hotel?
I would say it was at least half full, if not at full capacity. Really? Yeah, it was definitely.
I mean, at $49 a night for 3 nights.
I'm not saying that's what other people got.
I would definitely...
It was a pretty full.
Now they don't have a casino there. That's just a straight up hotel.
We were there for swimming.
Now, how many red hats did you see while you were there?
We saw a good handful of red hats. We saw.
Were they selling them in the gift shop?
Oh, the gift shop was only Trump memorabilia. Right. T-shirts.
Right.
Chapstick, pens, USB ports, golf balls, postcards. Everything was Trump branded and overly priced. We saw some Trump rafts.
Rafts? What do you mean rafts? Like
people in the swimming pool. It was like a Trump face.
Right. It was his face?
It was his face, yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they want you to spend money on the food and beverage is what they're really trying to do. But we went to Vegas. We had a good time. We did Top Golf. This is interesting. So Top Golf, driving range, very cool high-tech driving range for golf. And you have to... They don't tell you this, but it's a $5 membership to walk in the door.
Right.
So you're paying for your one hour of tea time or more. You're paying for food and drink. They supply golf clubs and golf balls. But it's a membership that anybody can be a membership of, but it's not a $5 upsell to walk in the door.
But the next time you go, you don't have to pay a membership.
Lifetime, dude. Lifetime.
Well, you know, the electric car place, MB Racing down the street's the same way.
So you pay a fee.
You have to pay a one-time membership. They give you a little card, and that's right. The only time you ever have to pay it.
But I'm never going to... Like, they gave me a card at Topgolf. I'm never going to... I've already lost the card.
Right, but you could, your name's in the system.
Yeah, my name's in the system.
So you could do that. Now, Topgolf looks like it's fun.
It's on. I highly recommend Topgolf. I would do that. They have separate... Usually, Topgolfs have multiple levels, so... If you're there to drink and have a good time, you're probably on a level without families, right? So they can separate you, which is nice. Because if you're with kids, then it makes it better on you, too. So, but yeah, the food was good. Price, fine. And I would go back. Next time, I'd go back at night versus day. I think it's super cool at night, too, with all the lights and fun shit. So when we were in Vegas, you know, we walked around. We... spent a little money on some high-end food, sat by the pool, hit some outlets. We hit Whole Foods. You know, you don't have to eat every meal on the strip. You know what I'm saying? We did a meal at Whole Foods one day.
Or we go and get massages off the strip for like 20-some-odd dollars.
Right.
Yeah, we don't. We always do that.
Yeah, there's no reason. You don't have to stand. Oh, we did Discovery Museum.
I am going for work, so I will not be probably doing much of anything.
And where will you stay?
I actually have... Believe it or not, there is a game online on your phone.
Okay.
And it is called, I'm going to pull it up right now. It is called, it is a slot game called Pop Slots.
Pop Slots.
Pop Slots. And Alan actually turned me on to this when he was working for me.
Double shout out for Alan.
A double shout out. And in playing the game, you earn points.
Like, it's just like a slot machine.
Yeah, it's free. It's free. Slots. You get, you know, it gives you, the more you play, the more free coins it gives you, and you play, and blah, blah, blah. And I've been playing for so many years.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, and I've never used it in Vegas, but I have 1,325,000 points.
Okay.
Okay? To put that into perspective... I can stay at, like, the Bellagio for 3 nights for 200,000 points.
Are you serious?
Yes. I can get, like, I can go to a steakhouse for, like, 50,000 points. And so I will be going, every MGM...
Have you used this before?
I have not, but Alan has used it quite often.
Oh, Alan has.
So yeah, and Alan's even smart. Alan's got this wired. Because what Alan realized early on was that you're only allowed to use 3 certificates per time you go to Vegas. So what Alan did was he opened up an account in his wife's name.
Right.
So they both play two different games.
Right.
They each play.
Right.
So they can go there and stay like 3 days in one hotel and then 3 days in another hotel. Or 3 days in one hotel and just get a shit ton of food and stuff from the other hotel. So it works. I've never used it. That's why I still have 1,300,000 points.
Okay, so when you get back, we need to have a conversation.
So I will be going, and I will be staying at, like, you know... Well,
when are you booking the hotel?
I actually have to do it now because I just realized when I'm... I just had a meeting, and I'm going to be going. So I actually have to figure out where I'm going to be staying.
And what was the website called?
It's Pop Slots. It's an app. It's a game. You can play it online through Facebook, or you can play it on your phone.
Wow.
So I will be staying at one of the MGM resorts for free.
Well,
now, mind you,
yes,
it's not necessarily free either because they have this thing in Vegas that they're doing in the last couple of years. It's probably the last 5 years that they didn't used to do called a resort fee.
Correct.
This resort fee will probably cost almost as much as if I were to just...
I believe resort fees range from $20, $25 to $45 a day. Yes, that's the new trend.
Right, and that's just... Because they're assuming you're going to use a pool or walk through the hotel. I mean, I don't know. It literally is just, it's the same thing as it used to be free parking in Vegas, and now they're charging parking.
Parking starts at $12 per hour. For the first hour, it goes up to about $45 for the day. I mean, just like if you're going to the local fashion square shops or whatever they're called,
mm-hmm.
and you're driving, then parking starts at $12 just to enter the garage. So yeah, parking used to be free and now there's
the hotels were free and now they're not.
Right.
The hotels used to be free. The valet was free. You'd walk up, hand me your keys, see you later. And you'd go from casino to casino. You'd be, you know, just bouncing around.
Yeah.
Now every time you show up, but you know, the joke is even if they're charging $12-$20, I'm gonna go spend that on one slot or one hand of blackjack. So
you're putting money in from one vertical of the property
right.
to the other.
So, Beads, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How much would you spend on a pie?
Like a cherry pie?
A cherry pie.
I would spend between, I think low end would be $7.99, and high end $14 to $15, but that would be a bake shop kind of place, not a grocery store.
That'd be like a supermodel who made it with in a bikini.
To me, a cherry pie is a cherry pie. Like
right.
I haven't ever had a high end pie, if that exists.
So we have some friends who, well, they're my wife's friends, and well, I guess now they're my friends, and they invited us over to their house.
Okay.
And we're gonna go there for dinner, and we had them over here for a party, which you were at, by the way.
Woo!
And Deanna said, like, well, let us bring dessert, because they were making, like, you know, steaks and this and that. And what do you like? And he goes, you know, I like this cherry pie.
I like cherry pie.
From this one specific place.
Okay. Wow.
In Encino.
Oh, okay.
And we're like, done. We'll get you a cherry pie.
Okay? Right.
So we wanted to make sure it was available.
Were you going to get a cherry pie in, like, a bottle of wine or just the cherry pie?
We're just the cherry pie. By the way, you can't get these people wine either because every bottle of wine they crack is like $400 to $600 a piece.
Right, so okay.
Like, so I'm not, it's,
okay.
it's
so
you
the
know.
Party's coming and you're going to go drive and get the pie.
And first of all, we thought it was a big party. Come to find out, six of us when we got there. There was just six of us.
Okay.
So it was more like just dinner party.
So cherry pie.
So it was two Sundays ago and what happened was, Saturdays ago. So what happened was, we called the place. We're like, look, you know, we want to see if you have a cherry pie because this is a very special bake shop, very special place.
So it's a bakery.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they said, we have one.
Oh, wow. Really?
Well, no. They said, we'll have one tomorrow because we told them it was for the next day. We're like, okay, can you hold it for us?
Right.
And they're like, yeah, no problem. We'll hold it for you, but you have to pay for it in advance.
Okay.
We're like, not a problem. How much is it?
Right.
$60.
No. Wait, let's step back. What was inside the pie?
I hope cocaine.
Right.
Because
there's no way this pie cost.
They wanted $60 for the pie.
No, for like a, was it a regular size pie?
A regular size cherry pie. And my wife and I, literally, I had it on speakerphone. Thank God it was on speakerphone.
Right.
And I said to them, okay, let me call you back.
Right.
You know, let me see, because, you know. And so my wife and I get off the phone and we're like, no effing way.
Did you ask him why? Like, how do you justify 60? Like, 20, I don't question. 25, I don't question. Anything above 25, I actually pretty well asked the question. Like, why is this a $60 pie?
We didn't ask the question for the simple fact that, like,
I think there should be, like, a CBS News.
Whatever the answer is not going to. Last time
I know, that's my whole point.
Right.
How do you justify
last time I checked,
right.
Pie is made of a couple things.
Dough.
You got you got flour.
Right.
You got your sugar.
Right.
There's some cherries in there.
Right.
I mean, you're talking ingredients. The primo ingredients, you're talking, what, $6 at most?
Yeah.
So they're charging 10 times the amount. I can go to Costco and get a pie, a cherry pie that's probably three times the size for $8.
You could probably hire a chef to make you one
right,
personally
exactly.
for
exactly.
less money.
So so this was, I think, on Saturday we called them. And we said, okay, well,
Well, you already said you were bringing a pie.
We already committed to the pie.
Yeah.
So, but now I have an excuse. Now I've said...
What's the excuse?
Well, no. I said to Deanna, I'm like, my wife goes, we're not buying this effing pie. And
okay.
I said, well, let's tell them they were out of pie.
Okay.
Because obviously it's a special shop. We'll go do something. So, so we say, okay, we're just going to... I said, tomorrow I'll go to a bakery and I'll get something, like a proper nice thing at a bakery.
Right. Okay.
20, 25 bucks. Whatever it is, I'll get something nice. The next morning, we get up and have our breakfast and whatever, and Deanna gets a call. She's sick.
Oh.
And it's canceled.
Okay, so what would you have done if you had paid for the pie?
I would have slipped my wrists.
No, seriously.
I would have slipped my...
Would you have,
I would have fucking ate that pie. I would have sat down. I would have eaten that fucking pie.
I would have videotaped it.
I would have eaten every little bit of that pie,
right.
And I would have videotaped it. I would have podcasted it. I live streamed me eating a $60 pie. And so
I'm surprised you're still in business.
So the party was last week. We actually had the party.
Oh,
and
what did you take?
The pie never came up again. Right. We went to Costco and got this really nice chocolate something. Because now we were...
Right. They serve pies.
Well, we were informed that it was going to be like a party, like a lot of people. And so we figured, oh, we'll just buy this big kind of cake thing, that's like a specialized thing. And we get there and it's the six of us. And when I tell you, there was six of us and he made great food, but he made three full racks of ribs. This is for six people.
Yummy.
Six filet mignons.
Oh, geez.
And a tomahawk chop.
Oh, that's way too much.
For six people. Three women. Of them are women.
Is he a listener to
What? He is not a listener to You Bought What? You Bought What. He is not a listener to You Bought What.
Did that ever come up at dinner?
You Bought What did come up in the pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it did, because we were talking about deals and stuff, and I was like, I like deals so much, I have a podcast about it with my friend Beach. And they're like, you have a what, where, what, ready, what? And they're both attorneys.
Right.
No kids. And I think that they do very well. Okay. But now Deanna and I are like, we got to taste the pie. So we're going to go in that place and see if we can buy one slice. Because
you have to.
It's probably $10. But I have to try this pie now.
Yeah, we went to a local coffee restaurant here in LA, and they sell their slices for about $10 each.
Which, there you go, $60 a pie.
I think they probably make more. But anyways, I thought that was a little excessive, $10 for one slice. And the pie was not, the piece was way on the cold side and not worth getting that again.
Well, it was $10 a la mode, right?
No, just the piece of cake.
No mode. No a la mode. No ice cream.
No, just the piece of pie.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's insane. Beach, I've got a problem.
What is it? I got a problem, too.
You want to do your problem first, or can I do my problem?
Go. Oh, yeah.
I think I have an Amazon problem.
Wow.
I am out of control.
Because you're on it, buying off of
it? I'm just buying it. Like, there will be...
A package.
Multiple packages, multiple times a day.
Do you think people today now get to know their drivers?
I do.
Yeah, right.
I do. I see the same people. They laugh.
And do you ever look at non-prime purchasing?
Are
you addicted to the 2-day delivery?
Beach 2-day might as well be a year, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
I'm having things delivered in the same day now.
Wow. Shocking.
I bought. I like wearing, in the summer, I like wearing sleeveless shirts.
Do you also like those knee pants?
Yes, we've talked about that. But now I'm into the sleeveless shirts.
Okay.
And I'm watching this TV show called Big Brother. Are you familiar with it?
I love Big Brother.
I know you do. Yeah. And
I missed last night.
We're actually going to Big Brother on when? The 12th?
A week from Thursday.
And there's a character on there who wears, every day, a sleeveless hoodie.
A sleeveless hoodie, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've fallen in love with this item.
A sleeveless hoodie. Okay.
And so I went online.
Amazon.
On Amazon, of course. And I found it.
Okay.
Or something similar. And I ordered it. And it came, like, the next day.
Okay.
Which was great, next day. So I wore it once, and I liked it so much that it was like, the next morning.
What price range?
It was $20.
Okay.
I woke up this next morning, and I was laying in bed, and it was like 4 in the morning, and I'm on my phone on Amazon. I told you I have a problem, Beach. I told you.
Yeah.
And I look at, and I decide, I need more of these shirts.
Right.
So if I buy one, then it's 2-day. But right. If I buy two, and you get over that $35 threshold,
right.
Same day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I'm in bed. My wife's sleeping. I order it.
Two
of these shirts.
So you would have three total.
So I'd have three total, different colors, different colors. So my wife, I wake up in the morning and I was like, oh yeah, I ordered another one of those shirts. I ordered two more of those shirts. She's like, oh cool. That night, like, I'm wearing another one. She goes, where'd you get it? I was like, they delivered it. She's like, you ordered it this morning.
Right.
I'm like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened. Is this
quick delivery?
One day.
Right.
Delivery.
I've never done one day.
Why on? First of all, this whole $35 thing, you've got me. I will spend $35
just to hit the
plateau. I will look around the house and figure out, because I'm buying things that you normally wouldn't even buy, like things you'd get at the grocery store. I don't even, all my Atkins bars now, it's all that, because what happens is I'll buy something, I'll need to hit $35. I'll buy two more boxes of Atkins bars.
You'll eat at some point.
I'll eat them at some point. Right. And it is daily now.
Wow.
That it's coming. And so that leads up to my wife has a really nice watch, okay. Beautiful watch. And this is when Rob LaPlante, sorry, Rob.
A listener, shout out.
Who looks at me like I'm fucking insane for when I talk to him about the deals I do. This is when he's going to really give me shit at the park about this one.
Okay.
About so
watch?
My wife needed a watch battery. And I've got watch batteries a million times, and they were like, what, $8, $12?
I usually go to a watch shop, and it's like a $25 fee. They go back, they right. replace it, and comes out an hour later.
Beach, I'm going to change your life.
Okay.
So the hard part about changing a watch battery is that you need a special tool.
Correct. I don't have it. That's right. Why I go to a store.
Well, Beach.
You have that tool.
Not only do I have that tool, but the tool only costs $750.
Okay, so okay? You have it for your life.
The tool cost $750. So I realized I didn't want to spend $20 on
watch.
On the watch battery.
Okay.
So I bought the tool for $750.
Okay.
I had a little problem with the tool.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what the problem was. So I ordered the tool, and it doesn't show up. And it says it's been delivered.
Okay.
So I go on Amazon,
right.
which I'm very familiar with.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of it delivered to my house.
Oh, wow.
Except it's not my house.
Oh, okay. So they...
It's somebody else's
right,
house.
Exactly.
So, of course, I call up Amazon and I say, hey, look, you right. guys misdelivered this. They're like, they said this. They go, I go, and I don't know whose house that is. I know my neighbor's okay, but I'm like, I don't recognize this house. And they go, well, can you walk around your neighborhood and see if you could find it? I said,
no,
I'm not. And send me another one.
Right.
And they're like, oh, okay. So they send me another one, and I get it like a day or two later.
Okay.
And the batteries, yeah, how much do you think the actual battery will cost for like a nice watch?
$20, I have no idea.
You can get 10 batteries
right.
somewhere between $5 and $9. Ten batteries.
For a watch.
10 batteries.
Right.
Not one battery,
okay.
10 batteries. So.
Do you think that's the same, is it the same battery?
Identical battery. Identical battery.
Really?
Identical.
Okay.
So, I buy 10. I will never have to bring it in again. I got my wife's watch. Fixed it up. Works perfect. Amortizes over, you know, the 10 batteries.
By the way, you could sell two of those batteries and make your money back.
Exactly. I mean, my average price per battery, you're looking at exchanging a battery. You're looking at $1.25.
Right, so if you sell for $2, right. you're good to go.
Now, here's the best part. How many watches do you have, and how often do you have to change your batteries?
I have one watch, and I need to change the battery, but I usually change it every 1 to 2 years.
Okay. So, 3 days later, I'm standing in front of my gate, and a gentleman walks up and hands me a package and says, we got your package, and he's got his son with him, and says, and I'm sorry my son opened it. We thought it was ours.
Right, of course, right.
Guess what it is?
Your watch tool.
It's another watch tool. So, right. Of course, I'm trying to be the good guy.
Return it.
And return it. And I call them.
Right.
Because you can't. There's nowhere to explain this on Amazon.
Right.
So, but I don't, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know. And they're like, look, it's just keep it. You're not being charged for it. Keep it. I'm like, I don't need two of them. They're like, yeah, do whatever you want.
Right.
You can keep it. So they said to me, keep it, sell it, whatever you want. Give it away. So, Beach,
yeah.
I'm giving you the tool.
Crying.
I'm giving you the tool.
By the way, you could sell this and make your money back.
You can't, though.
I don't even know what this is. It's like a screwdriver with two...
Right, but this screwdriver here
yeah.
actually adjusts to the size of your watch plate on the back.
Oh.
And this holds the watch, and then you turn it.
Way too complicated.
It's very simple.
I love that I said it's way too complicated, and you said it's very simple.
And Beach, this wow. is for you.
I'm overjoyed.
Here's the problem with selling something like that.
I think Alan would like this.
Here's the problem with selling something like this online.
I'm not gonna. Yeah.
You're not gonna use it?
No.
But it'll cost you like a dollar instead of 25 to change your watch battery.
Maybe I'll hire you to change my watch battery.
Okay. You're not gonna take it. You're not gonna take it. I'll give it to somebody else. How could you not?
I'll take it. If you want me to take it,
I only want you to take it if you're gonna use it.
I'm not gonna use it.
Then don't take it.
Right. I'm going to hire somebody to fix my watch.
You're telling me that you would rather spend
$25
than $1.
The answer is no, but I will. The answer, like, logically, that's what's going to happen, that I will spend $25 to get my watch fixed, or more.
It's not fixed. It's just swapping out a battery.
Yes, I know.
It's taking one little battery
out. If I open up the back of my watch and one piece moves inadvertently, my watch is
gone. That's not what they do, though. You open it up, and there's just a battery there.
Have you ever seen the behind of a watch?
Yeah, I've opened up two of them, because since I bought this tool, I actually went in my drawer, found a watch I hadn't used in years, opened that one up, and ordered batteries for that as well.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Now you have two watch, I don't even know what they're called.
They're
tools.
Watch tools to remove, to change your battery.
Sell it, make your money back.
You can't, though, and I'll explain you why. Even if I put this on, it's only $7. Do you know how much it would cost to ship it? I don't know how Amazon ships stuff for the price that they do. It's
maybe
insane.
Maybe you should do let go.
I'm gonna give it away.
Not my problem.
I'm gonna give it. I tried to give it to you, but Beej, I'm disappointed.
I will take your watch tool.
No,
I'm not gonna use it. Sometimes the truth hurts, pal. Wouldn't you rather I be truthful and then just take it and throw it out?
Yes.
My son took a CD out at the library. My son took the CD, unbeknownst to me, to Las Vegas. My son and I returned from Las Vegas. Do you know what did not return from Las Vegas?
I'm going to guess the CD.
So what do you do?
You have to fess up, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, I either owe the library X amount of dollars, or
you buy another CD online for 50 cents.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And they didn't notice?
They're shipping it to me right now. Amazon, my friend. But it was not Prime. So.
Yes, but there would be markings on that CD for the library.
There's markings on the,
case.
On the case.
Oh, you still have the case, though?
We do still have the case.
Oh.
Otherwise, I would have been screwed.
Well, that's good. Now, are you making Hudson pay for it?
We've had that conversation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what did he say?
Because the lesson learned is just communicate that before we leave the hotel room.
Right.
That something, like he said, he completely said, I put it in to the machine in the CD room and then I never took it out. But so if I had known it was in the machine, I would have hopefully remembered to take it out. So we're having that conversation of who pays for the CD, yes.
I sold something on Craigslist.
Wow, what'd you sell?
I sold a set of electronic drums.
Okay, does it cost to post on Craigslist?
No.
So you make the post, do you offer a price for electronic drums?
Yes.
And how much was your price?
My price was, I think, $800.
Wow, this is a
nice
investment going.
Yeah, originally I put $1,200 and I didn't get any bites.
Right.
So I put $800. Well, retail, they're about $2,200.
Oh, wow. And how old were the drums?
They were probably about 8-9 years. And okay. I had bought them used.
Okay.
And I sold them for $700.
Fantastic, dude.
And I paid $700 for them originally.
Okay, so my question
goes... We got 10 years out of usage.
Right.
For free.
That's fantastic. What... How were they delivered to the buyer?
The guy came to my house.
Nice.
I had them set... I literally had them set up in my driveway.
Right.
And he played them, and then he took them.
Can you... That's fantastic.
And let me tell you how he paid me, which is interesting.
Electronically.
The guy said to me, he goes, look, I don't have the cash. I only have $200 of cash. He goes, would you take a $500 Visa gift card?
As long as I can prove
it. I came in the house. Yeah. I looked it up. It was good. Guy gave me $500 gift card and $200 in cash. Drove away.
Nice.
It was the greatest thing ever. Except, I turned to my son, and I said, you want to know what sucks about being an adult? It's like, he was like, oh, you got $700. I'm like, yeah, I got this great gift card. It's like, I literally was sitting at my desk paying bills, and I was like, these gift cards are pain in the ass because you have to track them. So I just paid my DWP bill. It was more than $500. I was like, I just made a $500 payment on it. It was right. Just gone. And I'm like, it just sucks. I just sold some drums, and I paid... It just sucks.
Yeah, from one account to the other.
It's so disgusting.
I had an interesting conversation with DirecTV AT&T that I signed up for DirecTV and they were pushing the AT&T service. Which you have.
The U-verse.
Okay. Right. No, they were pushing AT&T cell phone service on me. and they said, you can buy one phone and get a phone for free, right? So you're two phones for the price of one. I like an I, whatever you want, Samsung, Galaxy, iPhone 10, whatever. So when I said that we just got an iPhone, I only need one, they said, well, what we will do is we'll pay off how much you owe on the first phone and give you your phone for free. So I said, okay, that's kind of interesting. But as you start asking more questions, it was kind of what you just said, that they don't give you the money to for you to go pay that remaining balance to whoever you bought it from. They give it to you in gift cards or credit on your account, things like that. So it's not like here's the $1,000 that you're going to sign a contract with us for. Now you go pay them. It's you're going to get $1,000 of credit with us through either gift cards, free on demand, whatever it is through their service. But you are still going to take $1,000 out of your bank account to pay for the iPhone that you originally bought, which I thought was a little scammy and strange. So I did not pursue that deal. But I just thought it was odd that I would have rather taken the cash, paid off the phone, and then had to pay AT&T for whatever services I would in the future use.
I've been going down the same road right now. In fact, I'm looking to switch to Sprint, but I went to Costco of all places because, believe it or not, Costco has the best deals. They give you the best rebates. And I had gone into Costco, and they had said, for every phone you bring over, we will give you $150. And I'm like, this is fantastic.
Right.
That's instead of giving you a phone, I'm like, that's fantastic. I'm going to get, you know, $750 right. in gift cards, Costco gift cards, which is fine. I could turn around and buy a phone. So then he's like, you need this paperwork. I need the numbers. I need this passcode. I'm like, great, I'll get it and bring it back. So instead of going to the one in Northridge, which is farther away, which I happen to be at for whatever reason, I went to the one nearby me. Okay. And they're like, and this was like 2 weeks later. And she's like, yeah, that there's no deal like that. She's like, it's $50. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I said the guy at Northridge. She's like, who'd you talk to? I'm like, I don't know, some young kid. She's like, she knew him. She's like, you mean Dave or whoever his name is? Like, yeah. She's like, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I'm like, literally, here's a piece of paper I have that shows. And she's like, yeah. She's like, we've never had that deal.
Wow.
And so right now I'm trying to figure it out. And the problem is that when you start to talk to these phone companies about switching, because AT&T has gotten very expensive. That's why I'm switching. Is that...
You're switching from AT&T.
Yeah. Is that when they tell you like, oh, it's X amount of money per month, they don't include the tax.
Right, right.
And it can go from like, oh, you're paying $180 a month, and all of a sudden it's like $275.
Right.
I mean, the tax is that big on five phones. And so you really have to be cognizant,
right.
And you have to ask them, like, I want to know the tax number. Don't tell me how much it is per month per phone. Tell me how much it is per month per phone, including tax.
Right, right.
It is such a different number, Beej, I can't even begin to tell you. And so AT&T is the worst of this because they're always trying to sell you on these cheap numbers and they don't put tax in.
Right. That's what happened with my Spectrum TV was they're like, yeah, it's $29.29 is their deal for landline, internet.
Which should be 90.
Service, which should be 90. But when you get your bill.
136.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, that extra 40, 50 bucks adds up each month times 12. But
it's such a bait and switch. It's ridiculous.
Yes, yes.
Like to say that. And by the way, you have to really hammer them to get the tax. That even when you say the tax, half the time they go, we don't know. And I'm like, okay, give me an estimate. I'm like, first of all, how can you not know? It's your entire business. It's like, you don't have a model where you know in the state of California, X amount of taxes pays, you know, costs X amount of what? Of course you know.
Right.
And of course, if you push them hard enough, they know to the point because you're like, I'm out of here unless you tell me the exact amount it is.
Right.
And so that it really does, it goes up very quick.
I need to interrupt this podcast with some
beep, 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 beep,
breaking
beep, beep,
news.
Beep, beep.
Can we please get a Max update? Where's he living?
Max does not live here anymore.
I believe the last podcast he moved in with maybe a girl or two down the street.
He moved. Not only did he move out of that apartment.
Wait, what?
He was.
Wait. He was living.
He was living with this guy and a girl
right.
in a three bedroom. He
right.
hated it.
Whoa.
They were filthy. There's bugs.
Oh, really?
They didn't take out trash. And the best part is that all the things he complained about them were things that Deanna and I complained about him for his whole life.
Right, but it's interesting that he was seeing this with somebody
right.
else.
But even when we said to him, Max, this is what we complained about you. That's not me. I don't do that.
Right.
You know. So even
so
though
he moved out of there.
Well, even though he had paid the rent there, He decided to live on our couch.
Did he have an agreement or paperwork?
It was month to month.
A month to month.
So he then moved on to our couch.
Oh, right, because Ben had moved into his room.
Right, and my daughter, who was at college,
right,
my nephew moved into her room.
Oh, right, so Max, I know it.
So Max, living sleeping on the couch for a month.
Wow, okay.
Good news, a buddy of his happened to be looking for a place, and they found a place, a nice two-bedroom.
Sweet.
Not too far from here.
Right, right.
And he's happy, but he's not there right now.
Where's he now?
Thanks to Fiverr.
Fiverr.
He is in Buenos Aires.
What?
With a girl that he is in love with.
Wow. So Fiverr's not even like a dating site.
No, it's not a dating site.
Business site.
He is a business site. He needed a record a cover for a record. What's it? Like, you know, the
artwork?
Yeah, artwork.
Okay.
And I had said to him,
go on to Fiverr.
Why don't you go on to Fiverr and find somebody? You can find a good deal. He goes on to Fiverr, meets this Argentinian Israeli girl.
Okay.
They started a conversation a year and a half ago. They've been talking, Skyping, everything like that.
Really?
She says, why don't you come see me?
Wow.
He takes 10 days off. He's there right now.
That's fantastic.
He's having the time of his life. He's like head over heels for this girl.
Wow.
She even went to the embassy while she was there and got a visa to come visit him here. So, you know, he may be on an episode of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Well, he already knows her. What, does he speak any other languages?
Between him and her, they speak four languages. He speaks one, she speaks four.
Hysterical.
So he'll be back on Monday.
Has she ever been to LA? Or
I have no idea.
Do you know her name?
It's like Mikael or something. He is supposed to come back on Monday, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Beej, I've got some bad news.
Oh, Jesus. What's the bad news?
I bought a beautiful Vizio 4K TV.
Oh, congrats.
In 2015.
Oh, well, it's 2019.
And guess what stopped working this week?
A Vizio TV.
Dead.
Okay, so we're at the 4-year mark.
Yep.
4 years.
So not in...
how big is it?
65 inches.
Oh, my God. So what... it's not
working. Under warranty anymore.
Right. Where did you buy it?
I bought it at Best Buy.
Okay, but it's not under warranty.
So... I've hit the internet.
Do we know what's wrong with your TV?
Spent days. Apparently, it's the main board is bad.
Okay.
To replace this television is $1,200 to $1,500.
Wow. Okay. Is that roughly what you spent on it?
Yes.
Okay.
And through my research...
Right. God, you love research.
And my experience...
Yes.
I have determined, having talked to multiple people, that it is the main board.
Okay, it is the main board. Have you...
If you open up the TV...
How
and
do you open up a TV?
With screws. Yeah, unscrew it.
Oh, and just with like a regular screwdriver?
Yeah.
You don't need to buy anything special on Amazon?
Nope. And even if I did, I'd probably have it already.
I don't know. You didn't have the watch tool.
And that's true. And...
have you opened it up?
I have opened it up.
Wow.
I will show you. We can put a picture. And I removed the main board. And I've ordered the main board, which they have companies that will take your main board... Okay. And fix them, and then ship them back to you for like $175.
Okay, $175.
But I found somebody
who
had taken a working main board
out of
the same TV
that
had a cracked screen.
Okay,
it was on auction on eBay.
Right,
$49.
Okay, so he's shipping that to you.
Yes, I have not got it yet. My TV is in the other room, completely taken apart.
Wow. Okay.
The main board's taken apart.
Okay.
I took it off.
So you're theoretically, you know how and you will put this into your existing broken TV.
Yes.
Screw it back in together.
Yes.
You're going to hit power.
And pray to God.
And what if you're going to have two scenarios. One, it works. One, it doesn't.
Yep.
If it works, TV goes back on the wall. You watch Big Brother. If it doesn't work.
Then there's another board I can replace for $35. There's only like three boards total.
Right.
There's only three boards total, so it's one of the three. Instead of spending $1,200, though, at max it'll cost me $150.
Right. So if it doesn't work,
I can always return these products.
Right. Worst
case
scenario,
or I can throw it back up on eBay and I can just sell it again.
Right.
That's really the worst case scenario.
Right. And then you just go invest in another TV.
Right, then I'd have to buy another TV, which would suck.
And we would talk about that on the podcast.
And we would talk about that on the
podcast. You know, I used to buy TVs out of, I think the company was Abe's out of Maine.
Yes, I bought many things there.
because it's free shipping and yeah. no tax.
I bought a refrigerator there, a dishwasher.
TV. TV.
It's fantastic.
Abe's of Maine.
And it was always the least expensive of
They
all.
Beat every deal on the block.
Not only did it beat it, yeah. it beat it by like a long shot. By the way, it's not like it used to be. It's not as good as it used to be.
Right, I think it's...
It changed. There was a time where I bought like a $2,800 refrigerator, and I think I paid $1,200 for it.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Right, and I went straight back to them when I needed a new fridge, and it was like everything was like retail.
I haven't been there in a while, but I did buy my TV off of Abe's of Maine. But Best Buy's, I think that's probably how Best Buy stays in business, through their TV sales.
So, this is an Amazon episode.
Okay. Back to Amazon. Good
you know,
old
you
Jeff.
Know, you know, let me explain to you what Amazon does.
Okay.
Amazon, when it knows what you buy. When you go onto the site, it then recommends,
okay,
like, things to buy, right? So, my daughter is in a sorority up at Berkeley.
Okay.
And she's in charge of Rush.
Recruitment.
Okay. So, she has to buy, like, thousands of dollars worth of, like, giant red balloons and huge things of gumballs and, like, you know... Like, six foot tall crayon blow up things. Like, the most ridiculous things you've ever seen.
Okay.
Max recently bought a groin hair trimmer manscaper.
Okay.
Here's my problem.
Yeah.
Amazon doesn't know who's buying this stuff. They think it's all me.
Right, but there's shipping options.
It's all free.
No. Address location.
Yeah, it's fine, but it still thinks it's my account. It's my account.
I see what you're saying. Got it.
So my problem now.
When you open up Amazon,
the recommendations are insane.
Okay, but that happens with Netflix too. They don't know.
No, but Netflix, we have 5 accounts.
Oh, you can go onto your own account.
Right. So I go onto my account. Yeah, right. So I am getting. You should see, from cray paper and giant gumballs to dirty stuff that to shave my nether regions.
Yes.
It is off the hook. And I don't know, I'm guessing there might be a way for me to like wipe it, but I have to figure it out because I really want to wipe like
recommendations
because it's gotten absolutely out of control.
Right. Like when you watch porn, you don't want that to come up as a recommendation when your wife opens it up.
Does your wife open up your porn?
No, not yet. No, I hear what you're saying. I'm sure there's a way to either turn that off or delete that one sale so that you could still get recommendations, but not about your nether regions.
I washed my own car the other day.
In your driveway?
In my driveway.
Yeah, I used to do that growing up.
I never did it before in my life.
Oh, really?
It's the first time.
It's great.
Beach, I'm hooked.
It's great. Well, you're hooked for now.
I'm hooked.
I'll ask you in a month, all right?
I'm hooked to the point where
it's a fun activity.
On Amazon.
By the way, it's a fun activity that I did with my dad growing up, and then I just started doing it on my own.
Never did it with my dad.
Yeah.
I'm so hooked that I went online, and there is this... I have a black Volvo.
Okay.
And I had some, like, spray wax. Like, after you wash it real nice.
Right.
And then what I did was I drove around the block to get most of the water off.
Okay. Or you could use a dry rag.
And then I did their dry rag after that.
Right.
And then I had this bottle of spray wax.
Okay.
And this bottle of spray wax did such a great job making my car shine.
Yeah.
That's why I'm hooked now. So I went online and I found this spray wax.
Okay.
That supposedly not only gets rid of scratches, but it makes it more shiny than when you bought the car.
Okay.
But I didn't buy it on Amazon.
Where'd you buy it?
They had it at our local Pep Boys, but they didn't have it there. Listen to this. They didn't have it in stock, but they said, if you order it, and I didn't even have to put down a credit card. If you order it, we'll have it for you tomorrow.
Yeah, Best Buy is like, I'm sorry, Bed Bath & Beyond does that too. But yeah, that's great.
So the next day, it was sitting at the Pep Boys
to
be picked up.
So you have another bottle of it.
So I didn't have this is a special one. I did some research. You know, really? I love my internet research.
Your nickname is Research
Silver. Research Silver. I mean, I found the stuff. This is the stuff that's supposed to, like, be beyond...
Okay, but you have to wash your car.
It is a specific wax just for black cars.
Oh, okay.
They have one for black, they have one for other colors, and they have one for red.
And how much does this run you?
It was $10 and something, and it was 25% off.
And you'll get multiple uses out of it.
And multiple uses, and I actually had a coupon for another 20% off, but they wouldn't let me use it because they said there was already a discount.
Right, okay.
But, I mean...
Wow.
I'm
impressed.
Let me tell you what the difference is between
Amtrak.
And versus Greyhound.
Oh my God, I'm dizzy from this podcast.
So...
Woo!
My youngest son...
Is Alan still with us?
My youngest son went down to San Diego.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
He had an event he had to go down.
Because he's not driving.
Because he's not driving. Although he got his permit now, so he is starting.
Right. Okay.
And he goes down there, and my son... My younger son, who's over 18, likes to partake in weed.
Okay.
Marijuana. And so this was an event that revolved around people who like to grow. So he goes down there on a bus, no problem. And he had like some like glass bongs and things like that. And he went down there, got on the bus, no problem. That was on Greyhound. He goes to get back on the bus in San Diego. And the federal government, the feds are there. They're checking everybody on the bus. And they tell him, you can't get on the bus with this stuff because he's like, I have a rec, which is a doctor's recommendation, so he's legal in the state of California. And they said, yeah, but federal law says it's illegal, so you can't get on a Greyhound because Greyhounds are subsidized by the federal government. So my 18-year-old son's sitting in San Diego and he can't get on the bus and the bus leaves.
Okay.
So I call up and start figuring out how am I going to get him home. And his friends were going to bring it, we were going to send it, whatever. And I figure out that there's Amtrak in San Diego very close by.
Correct.
So apparently Amtrak does not check your bags. So I got my son on a 9:30 Amtrak train.
Wow.
So the moral to the story is,
yes,
in San Diego, if, yes, you need to have pot on you or bongs on you,
don't take a Greyhound bus.
Take the Amtrak.
That's probably how they get some of their business, right? Next time he goes, he's going to know
what to do. I think it's like, it should be like a slogan.
But I remember...
They should use it as a slogan.
I remember like episode 7, you were talking about a bus service that goes to San Francisco area.
Yes.
It was like $5. I think one of them was a luxury liner.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd look into that too.
The one that's called Cabin has not been... Cabin. They shut it down. They said that people didn't like it because it was too bumpy. They've been working on bump technology for a greater part of a year.
Bump technology.
And in theory, it's supposed to re-back open up again in November, in theory.
Wow. Over bump technology?
Bump technology, because people thought it was too bumpy.
Wow.
So they are reopening up again in November, and we'll see about that. So, Beach?
Yes. You bought what?
I think that we're just about at the end of this thing. I think we've talked about...
Everything. This was a whirlwind tour of...
International. Business. It was an international tour.
What did we talk about international?
Buenos Aires.
We did.
Max is in Buenos Aires. We've talked about watches, drums, TVs, hoodies, groin trimmers, Amtrak, Greyhound.
Cop Fords.
$60 pies, Fords.
Library, Vegas. Trump.
Washing, waxing cars.
Yeah.
Costco. AT&T. What else? A lot of stuff.
That was, like I said, whirlwind tour.
I think people learn stuff here today.
I hope so.
So I guess this comes to the part where...
We didn't get any viewer mail lately, have we?
You know, I haven't even checked. We might have some sitting there.
You're fired.
This comes to the part... Well, you have the code. You can log into it yourself.
What do I pay you for?
You don't. In fact, I tried to give you something and you rejected it.
We did talk about watches.
We talked about watch batteries, watch openers. It comes to the point where we got to rate the day. Let's rate it. I'm going to let you go first. What did you think of this cast we like to call a pod?
I'm going with, you ready?
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I think around a 7.6.
And why?
I had my 11th cup of coffee today.
I know all about this coffee thing. You are on a roll.
I'm a little dizzy.
I think it's because you're lonely and you want to spend time with people. So Beej has gone out and he's invited people Coffee with Beej. And he tells people that he's only had 10 cups of it in his life.
I have only.
He has. So he goes and gets people to to go out with him to have his 11th, 12th, 13th. Right. He's keeping track, and he's going out with different people, which I think is amazing.
Yesterday was my wife.
That's a show in and of itself, except Jerry Seinfeld already did it.
Well, I'm not trying to do it as a show. Right. I'm just trying to see if I like coffee.
So do you think you're crashing right now?
I'm just dizzy.
You're dizzy. So why would you continue to drink coffee then?
That's the best question you could possibly ask that I don't have an answer to.
Okay. Well, as somebody who doesn't nor has ever had a cup of coffee.
But you're only 11 behind.
I couldn't tell you why to drink coffee.
Well, my wife drinks coffee every single day.
Mine too.
So there could be more of a bonding with that, or...
Except you're going with your friends. You're going with business associates.
Yesterday I went with my wife.
So you're trying to reconnect with your wife.
Over coffee. Well, she drinks it every day in the house. So
is it Folgers? Around. Are you drinking Folgers?
No, they have these things called pods now, and there's more than just Folgers. I couldn't even imagine drinking.
Is it Nescafe?
And she drinks, I don't know what it's called. It's the Starbucks version. She really finances and funds Starbucks.
Like, my wife does too. By the way, not only do we have a Keurig, but we have a backup Keurig.
Right, we have a, I don't know what it's pronounced, like Burissimo, and that's the Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, that's Nescafe.
No, that's Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I saw yesterday they have now a refrigerator. It was a $4,000 refrigerator that has a water thing that you could put giant bottles, like these refillable bottles. It's that big where you could put these giant bottles in.
Yeah.
That, you know, because everybody's filling up water bottles, at least here in Southern California. Right. And they had a built-in Keurig in the refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
You could just put the thing in, hit it, boom, right there.
I'm not at an addiction yet.
But you're working towards it.
I'm working
towards it. I'm thinking about taking up heroin. Seriously, it sounds great. I'm going to start with opioids, I'm going to be like, I can't get them anymore because they're too expensive. My doctor won't give them to me anymore, and I'm going to move to heroin.
I watch the TV show Succession now, and they love cocaine.
Because
he's a billionaire.
By the way, the hurricane right now, that's off the coast, the East Coast,
Bahamas.
People are finding. In Florida, on the coast, packages of cocaine are washing up on the shore. It was in the news today. And I'm like, how fast can we get to Florida?
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine how many people are walking around the coastline of Florida right now?
Yeah.
Looking for packages of cocaine.
Oh, my God.
And the person who got it turned it into the police.
Oh, good for that person.
Right. And I guarantee that's the last person who turns it into the police.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you my rating today.
All right, I'm at a 7.6.
Okay, it has to be a division.
It has to be a what?
I'm going
to
divide it into two, first half, second half.
First half of the podcast?
Yeah, first half. I felt like we started slow at a 6.
Okay.
But I think like we ramped up
to
about a 7.4.
Okay, I think we're both being honest with you.
I don't think it was the greatest podcast.
I agree with you.
I had fun because I like spending time with you.
Not every podcast can be the greatest.
Not everyone can be the greatest, but I did think it was good.
Yeah.
So, Beach, I'm going to tell you where you could find us.
Where?
Our website is botpod.com.
Okay. I was out on it today.
Were you?
Yeah.
What were you doing on it?
Seeing when the last podcast was.
I was... Instagram is you bought what?
The Instagram is you bought
what? You bought what? Our Twitter is at botpod.
At botpod is Twitter.
The email is botpod@gmail.com.
Okay, we should check that out. I'm going to post this watch thing.
Post his watch thing, and then you'll also post my 4K TV on the bed, being taken apart. So
it was fun, and like I said, it can't always be the best.
It can't always be the best,
but
at least maybe you could try a little harder, Beach.
You bought what?
Sponsored by Galpin Ford.
Oh, right,
Galpin
right.
Ford for all your Ford needs. And by the way, I take my Volvo Galpin to fix.
Multiple Galpin opportunities.
I had fun with you, Beach.
If I know how to switch out of my Instagram app to You Bought What app, then I will post this.
All right. See you in 6 months or so.
No, 1 month.
All right.
You get back from Vegas.
All right. Vegas it is.
What was the website? The mobile game?
Oh, slots. Pop slots.
Pop slots.
All right. Peace.
Peace.